Miller Show, Ballad by Brooks.
In the blue of evening, when you appear close to me, dear one, beneath the midnight sky, you'll come to me.
Yes, once again, it's in the blue of a December evening, and this is Jimmy Lowe inviting you to listen to the Fair Department Store's Ballads by Brooks, showing the boy with memories in his voice to sing each song straight to you, Elston Brooks.
In the blue of evening.
And here's Elston Brooks.
On the Rue de la Paix, there was once a cabaret, and Mimi. All the world seemed to say that they loved the cabaret, and Mimi. As the night went along, there was suddenly a song, and Mimi. And I knew that when she'd see me, Mimi'd sing for me alone. Came in a pack with a passion for dancing with the one that I adore. Taught her to dance in its fashion, and for me she's singing no more. On the Rue de la Paix, there was once a cabaret, and Mimi. Now I'm sitting sad and dreamy, just for Mimi and her song.
Hi, gang, this is E.B. opening out of the show for the fair. With the capable assistance of Ray Plagans and Z. Campbell's music, the song stylings of lovely Sherry Sampson, a surprise in the form of our guest, Marion Wiggins, Queen of the Impersonators, and a helpful hint or two from one Mr. James Lowe. And while we're on the subject, here is Mr. James Lowe. James?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do you know what those mystic numbers signify?
The numbers before 8?
No, my Stillbrooks. They're the shopping days left until Christmas.
Hold it, Jimmy. I've caught you. There are 7 days before Christmas, and one of them is a Sunday. Therefore, we have only 6 shopping days.
Perhaps I should have said the equivalent of 7 days, Elston, because tomorrow night the fair will be open again until 8 o'clock, as it was last Thursday. The added time might be well counted as an extra shopping day, you see.
Ah, what's the use? I can't.
Possibly not, Brooks, but it's a cent you can't lose if you do your shopping at the fair. The mystic number also comes in there, being the fair has 7 great floors to choose from. By next Wednesday, it'll be too late to tell you about the thousands of personalized gifts the fair has to offer. So this is actually my last chance. However, don't let it be your last chance. Visit the fair for your Christmas gifts tomorrow. And remember, when shopping for a teenage girl, the fair's junior and missus shop on the fourth floor can't be bested.
Pretty as a picture she is, and strolling up to the mic now. What's on your mind, Sherry Sampson?
Just thinking about my song, Elston. It's a bell ringer.
You mean Serenade of the Bells, Sherry?
Sure do, Mr. Brooks.
And serenade me, gal. Serenade me.
In the sleepy town of San Juanito, there's a story that a padre tells of a gay senor and senorita and a serenade of the bells. And they ask the padre,
grateful permission to be married early in the spring. But the folks had made just one condition, that the mission bells had to ring. Everyone knew the bells were broken and hadn't sounded for a long, long time. Then one night the village was astounded, for the bells began to chime. Till the bells are broken, goes the story.
Lovely, Sherry. Now it's guest time, and what a guest. Here to live up to her build-up is 19-year-old Marion Wiggins from Denton, the queen of the impersonators.
Hello, Elston. I certainly hope I can.
Well, leave it to the audience, Marion, with your impression of Jenny Sims. Wonderful again, Marion. Now, remember June Allison, Until the Clouds Roll By? Well, Marion does. Listen.
In days of old, this rising out of him, a queen her dwell. Her clothes were few, but full of style, her figure slim and fell. And every man that wandered by, she bore a feet of her eye. And everyone observed with awe that her work was swift, but never awe. I be like Cleopatra if I could have my way. She's fancy, messy, when she's here, dozens of her waiting lips. I wish that I had lived there beside the pyramid. For a girl who didn't get the stuff that Cleopatra did.
Oh, you've got it there, Miriam. Now let's close up with a song that's appropriate for this time of year. From Meet Me in St. Louis, it's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, boys, Judy Garland.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out. Someday soon we all will be together. If the fates allow, until then we'll have to muddle through somehow.
Queen of the impersonators, you've really got something there, and so do we. Thanks for bringing all those celebrities to our mic. Let's let our memory slip back 2 years now to December of 1945. Try to recall what you were doing, who you were going with when this song took the winter months by storm. Remember?
Kiss me once, and kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dears, and can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I've dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, and kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time. In the blue of evening,
does again, gang, until next week. All of our thanks again to Marion Wiggins. And by the way, gang, next Wednesday will be Christmas Eve. And if we might prevail upon you to let us come in, Jerry Sampson and I will be here with our special Christmas program. So to land, this is E.B. saying good night.
This is Jimmy Lowe inviting you to listen again next Wednesday, Christmas Eve, to Ballads by Brooks, brought to you by that junior fashion leader, The Fair. Good night.
In the blue of evening.
It's 4:30, time for Bob Connor.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by.
From Fort Worth, WBAP 570 brings you another transcribed serenade by Bob Connor. Ted Graves at the keyboard, Dick Campbell on the guitar. This is Mickey Murphy saying, hope you'll join us for the next quarter hour.
My romance doesn't need a thing.